The city yesterday was absolutely thronged with people. It was massive jubilation, massive celebration. It was raining yesterday, but it didn't dampen anybody's spirits. So the parade was due to come through around between 3 and 6 o'clock. So I headed down to the Strand area around 4 o'clock and waited there for a couple of hours for the bus to come. So the bus came around 5:45. The place was absolutely mayhem down there. There was fireworks, there was flares, it was thronged with people. It was brilliant. It was a brilliant experience. So anyway, the bus passed by. It was raining, so we were soaked. So I said I'd go back to the hotel. So I went back to the hotel. So I headed back anyway, and I said I'd go and get changed and head down to town then. So I was in the hotel room anyway. I said I'd take a photo of the people coming down the street. People was thronged. So took a photo there, and next thing I noticed there were these cops running. And I just assumed it's something to do with the parade, like, you know. So next thing I heard, 3 or 4 vans with the sirens going and trying to get through the crowds of the streets. So anyway, look, I just assumed maybe it's just something to do with the parade, like, so. Next thing, about 10 minutes later, I got a text message from a friend. He says, something's after happening down beside you. And I said, Hooters, which was, I think it's a pub or a hotel or something like that. And he said, no, he's just wondering, was I okay? So I said, no, I'm in sound anyway. But a few minutes after then, I saw this lot of police activity, a lot of sirens going. Next thing, I saw the air ambulance helicopter coming in. So I said I'd go down and have a look. So I headed down anyway, and it's next street over, it's about a 2-minute walk, and there's an awful lot of ambulances there, a lot of people there milling around, a lot of confusion, there's still people coming from the Strand area. I saw one young lad being treated on the street. They were moving the casualties from the street into the local hotel. So one young lad down and his man carrying one young lad, he's running around with his foot. And a lot of people in shock. A lot of people, I was talking to you, a couple of lads from Limerick there, they were telling me that they saw what happened. They were there when it happened, that this car came and they just missed them by inches, like. So there was a lot of shock there, yeah.
And this was a time of celebration for people, and it was...
Absolutely. As I said, the whole city was buzzing. It was everybody was celebrating, like, it was magnificent. A lot of kids there, a lot of families there, a lot of people have travelled into the city from all around. I talked to people there from Scunthorpe, they came up for the day. It was a brilliant occasion.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the tragedy happened then.
I suppose this time, really, it's important that, you know, those that have been affected by this, those have been injured, are being treated in hospital, but certainly, you know, the Liverpool supporters would all gather together and support each other in this, I'm sure, as well.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of people were texting each other, like, to find out that were they okay. Like, a lot of Irish over the weekends, a massive amount of Irish, like, people stayed for the parade at the match on Sunday, but they also stayed for the parade yesterday. So, yeah, like, I was walking down, I'm on the edge of the court here, like, I had to go back, I had to go several streets trying to get back to my hotel last night. The whole area is completely sealed off. There was the Liverpool that I was walking down to the town yesterday evening, and I was kind of inquiring where how to get into the town, like, and the locals were very helpful, like, they were asking me was it okay, like, and all that, like, you know, and we're sorry that this has happened, like, you know. So it was very helpful, like, so it's a crazy situation, like.